As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Tuesday, September the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and we've always got good news, hard facts, and maybe even some workable solutions for you today, especially with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of that little burg, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out this morning again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, all broadcasting Become Vocal Local this morning. Thank you so very much, gentlemen. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold hovers below the $1,000 mark, precious metals and currencies down. The stocks in the USDX nudged upward. We'll talk about that in a moment on our market report. Insult or injury, harmonization of tax systems, all this and more with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, September the 15th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $4.40 at $995.20 an ounce. Silver losing a penny in early morning trading, trading at $16.55. Platinum drops 12 bucks to $13.03. Palladium off $4, trading at $288 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $991.40 for a low, $1,000.80 for a high. And so anyway, there's about a $9 spread in there. What's going on here? At $995.20, your gold is up $207.80 year to year for a 26.43% return on your investment. The boys in London set the gold fix at 997.50. That gives us a clue why we're trading in the 995 area. But even more importantly, about 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it looks like the ETFs came into the market. You can see a distinct waterfall, straight line drop from the 998 level down to 992.50 for a little bit of a rebound. It's been crawling back up from there. But unmistakably on the Kitco website, www.kitco.com, click on the 24-hour gold chart, click on Enlarge, and you can see the straight line drop for yourself. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 21 points at 96.27. We'll pick it all up on the other side of this first break, and returning guest Vicki Davis will thrill us all. Be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade to your vehicle? Sonic Spark Plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. We're a small company where our advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Getting underway, and we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out those market reports for this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading off $4.40. at the $995.20 level for 1 ounce of gold, bullion, spot gold price, that is. The silver, again, was up a penny, trading at $16.55, dropping back down into the equities market. We found the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 21 at $96.27. The NASDAQ up 11 at $2,092. The S&P 500 was up 7, trading at $1,049. The crude oil up 81 cents today in early morning trading, bringing the price of a barrel, a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, up to $69.67. That U.S. dollar index, that basket of currencies, that weighted basket of currencies that makes up the U.S. dollar index, up 26 basis points at 76.83, which has caused all this dilemma in the marketplace, no doubt. Continuing the foreign exchange rates, we also have a little basket of currencies we put together with our North American trading partners and the powerhouses of Europe. The Canadian dollar off 10 basis points, trading still at 92 cents U.S. The Mexican peso moves up 16 basis points, but yet 8 cents. You fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents apiece. The euro losing 20 basis points, yet still trades at $1.46 U.S. The British pound off strongly this morning, losing 71 basis points, yet still trading at $1.65 in the Swiss franc, losing 60 basis points, trading at 96 cents U.S. In the bond market, the yield for the two-year stands at 0.94% or below 1% on the two-year yield bonds. The 10-year is running at 3.47% and the 30 at 4.27. Altogether, they're stacked up pretty nicely there. The 15-year mortgages, we see again continuing this trend, this downward trend in the mortgage interest rates. Now the 15-year is trading at 4.66, down from 4.72 a month ago. The 30-year is trading down at 5.23% from 5.33 a month prior. Now, for those of you that are out there that have your browsers up, you want to go up to www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis's website, and on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link, and click on that, and it'll open up in your browser the material that we're going to be discussing today. One of the articles that Vicki wants to lead off with this morning is out of the USA Today newspaper. These are things that I typically, if it wasn't for Vicki, I would have no idea of, but she brings this stuff to me, and so I'm exposed to it. Anyway, there's an article out there called What Happened to Civility? Good morning, Vicki. You want to talk about this article? Are you sure?
Yes, I do. And the reason I threw that in at the last minute, which was probably rude, but I put it in there because from the minute I got up this morning until even just right now, everything that I've seen on TV and read has been an irritant to me. You know, I start off my morning with listening to a guy from the Peterson Institute of International Economics, which just makes me go ballistic every time I hear those free traders. That's T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. Every time I hear him talk, I just go, you know, through the roof. And so if I get out of hand this morning, you'll have to remind me to be civil.
Well, some people shake out the saddle blanket in the morning and smooth it down over the back of the horse, but I guess you just get up in the morning, throw a burr under the saddle, throw on the saddle, and go for the Well, so we've got this USA Today article as a life and lifestyle section. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, this is a place I certainly wouldn't go. But it says, What Happened to Civility? This is by Marco R. Della Cava, whatever that's all about. It says, when South Carolina Republican Representative Joe Wilson interrupted President Barry the Usurper's address to Congress by shouting, You lie! And we heard all about that last week. At least one man was elated. Well, what did you think about this article, and how does this tie into all these celebrities and rock stars and things like that?
Well, something that I've observed, and this is just anecdotal, but it seems to me like morality plays are set up to create the opportunity for a national dialogue. And there was not only the Joe Wilson incident, but then there was something that happened at, I guess it was a movie award or singing award or some program like that, where a guy jumps up and grabs the award away from a girl and says, somebody else should have won. I mean, you know, nobody does that. In civilized society, nobody would do that. And then was it Serena Williams at a tennis match jumped down the throat of a judge because the judge called her for stepping on the line and, you know, threatened violence. I swear, I do believe that those things are staged.
Well, they probably are staged. It largely, in my opinion, this is the outcome, the long-term outcome of this moral decay, the worm in the apple, this cultural Marxist stuff that came out of the Frankfurt School and the Gramsci's and all the rest of that claptrap so long ago. Starting in Europe, of course, and then finding its way after the Worldwide War 2.0 came into play. But all of this stuff started coming over to our shores as our customs, cultures, tribes, tongues, creeds, and all of that began to be upside down, inside out by the Horowitzes of the world and that kind of ilk, you know. So we can only expect that now that UNESCO has had control of the mind of the children for all these years, the last 40, nearly 50 years, that we should see this as a standard operating procedure in the media, but at the same time using this kind of claptrap to, like you say, you know, create this dialogue in the media. These are really the most minor of minor point issues, but using it this way it just gives us a window into where we're headed now, where we're likely to be in the next decade or so, and what we might expect in the distant future as we go not from a civil society, but really down to just a bunch of grunting, elbow-shaking serfs on the plantation.
Yeah, well, it's impossible to be civil when somebody is standing right there, right in front of you, lying to your face. You know they're lying, they know they're lying, but they won't, you know, they just persist, you know, despite all evidence to the contrary. You can't remain civilized with that kind of intellectual brutality.
Yeah, there was a time really in the free, it was, in my opinion, my research really in America, from the time of the free speech movement that got its feet and put wind in its sails, originally in Berkeley, California, in the University of Chicago, and in Columbia, in New York. From that time forward, the free speech movement destroyed honesty in journalism, and journalistic integrity, and the authorship of so much of our writing. Anyway, we'll pick it all up there right on the other side of this first break. Stay with us with our very special guest, Vicki Davis.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we've returned again right here on Become Vocal Local. And folks, your calls are welcome today at 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on any of these topics that we're going to bring up, you're certainly welcome to call in. But Vicki, you know, I'm going to look back at the party realignment that occurred back around the Missouri Compromise when we were starting to try and figure out what we were going to do in this country with our various territories, whether they'd be free soil states, slaves, or slave states. And much of this this nonsense with this Joe Wilson can be found going back and looking at that time period. Of course, listeners, on Thursday at 1 o'clock, Central Time, I'm going to join Mike Chambers on his broadcast, Mike Chambers Live, and we're going to go in and we're going to pull back the veil on this specious established political party system here in this country and show you some of this in greater detail. But for this morning, looking back and understanding that at the time that everybody's heard of John Brown, the psychopathic free soiler who took basically the law into his own hands in regards to his abolitionist feelings, killing people, causing a lot of mayhem. But at the same time, there was a lot of fighting in Kansas there that rose almost a continuous outcry in the halls of Congress, and it brought a bunch of red-faced legislators, as they say, onto the floor trading insults and threats. And this is out of a college history book, A Short History of the American Nation, 5th edition, John Garrity and Robert McCaffrey. Anyway, it reads this way: epithets like liar, quote-unquote liar, freely tossed about. Prominent in these angry outbursts was a new senator, Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, not a Chuck E. Schumer, but a Charles Sumner or Sumner. Sumner possessed great magnetism and was, according to the taste of the day, an accomplished orator, but he suffered inner torments of a complex nature that warped his personality. He was egotistical and humorless. Reform movements evidently provided him a kind of emotional release, and he became combative and totally lacking in objectivity when espousing a cause. So anyway, it continues, and it heats up with this Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, much the same way that Joe Wilson is just simply remembering his own high school and college history and using this political stunt, you lie, on the floor of Congress in violation of the standing rules of that House and body. Vicki?
Well, I don't know how people can remain civilized when somebody is trying to discuss things on a dishonest basis. You know, in order to have a civilized conversation about something, both parties have to start out with a basic set of true facts, not made up facts. In that article in USA Today, one of the things they mentioned is that Johns Hopkins University has a civility website. There's a guy named Dr. Forney who started the civility project back in 1997. Now, why would he do that? I think it's because they knew they were moving the public discourse into the realm of fiction. And so it was kind of a lateral kind of move, you know, to bring civility to as an issue, because they knew that there was going to be dishonest discourse. And when there's dishonest discourse, that makes people angry.
Well, as we study more and understand more and more on this broadcast and elsewhere about the philosophical radicals that have shaped history, there are lots of these little missing gaps in history that need to be filled in. But certainly to expect anything civil out of the, let's say, the civil rights protest, out of this idea of going and pouring into the streets with placards and signs, as we just saw this past weekend, with upwards of 1.5 million people supposedly pouring into the streets of Washington, D.C. This is just a continuing expansion of what was started so many years ago right here in this country. But to think that we have to begin with truth is kind of, not to naive, in that if we don't understand the dialectic and the synthesis out of that dialectic, then we don't understand what's happening when you have someone who knowingly comes in as a change agent, like Barry the Usurper, the community organizer, the Saul Alinsky School of Change. He comes in as a change agent. You know, he's not going to necessarily be held to any moral code. He won't be operating under a bond of truth or valor or honor or any of those things. And so you can just expect from him that everything that Obama-Nokio, as one of our callers, Brian from Arizona, quickly coined after I mentioned my understanding of this usurper, basically a liar like Pinocchio. You know, Geppetto would have to hire a woodcutter to follow him around and lop cordwood off of his proboscis as he continues to spout his lies. But all that aside, there has been no shortage of lies from the Bush camp as well, so the left-right dialectic is all over the place. But to tell the truth has become old-fashioned, out of place, and I think that as we've heard, if you can't attack the argument, then you attack the messenger. And so what Williams is doing here is he's attacking the messenger by saying, you lie, but where's the follow-up? Show us the lies. Show us the argument. As I like to say on Become Vocal Local, show me. This is the show me showdown. Show me the law. Show me the facts and show me your evidence. And on that standpoint, as we're going to get into, Barry the Usurper and the boys that have brought forward these healthcare initiatives and tax initiatives are not coming forward, coming clean with the whole truth. They have an agenda, and it's our job to expose it.
Yeah. Well, I'll grant you that there's some naivete on my part, and that's, you know, I grew up in a small town in Idaho, and then I went into a career where truth is king, true or false. You know, working with computers, there is no gray area.
Yeah, X's and O's are ones and zeros, you know. I had the same thing with my background, Vicki, and on this we're really tightly knit, because in engineering and in mathematics, land surveying and things like that, I'm using a programmable HP calculator. I have to know the formulas and I have to punch in the data. And if I get a wrong result, it's because of my input, not because of the formula. And so truth really reigns above all. But,
yeah.
But what is truth? And I think that both sides have a different perspective of truth.
Well, that's certainly true. And when the people in Congress are talking about the economy, they're talking about the economy as it pertains to corporations. So, you know, when they, especially the Republicans, you know, well, no, even the Democrats, actually. The Democrats don't really give a damn about poor people. They use poor people. They use them as a tool. But actually, nobody in Washington, D.C. cares about the interests of the American people. It's all from the point of view of the corporate elites. And so when they talk about the economy and how great things are, well, you know, and how the economy is recovering because of these bailouts, well, no, the economy, our economy is not recovering. And our economy is not going to recover because our trade policies are not in the interests of the American people and the American economy. And these people in Washington, D.C., they have these global goals, you know, they're looking at the global economy, and they think the redistribution of wealth from the United States to the across the globe is a good thing. You know, they're trying to build economies in developing countries to generate demand so that the multinational corporations can make more money. But they're doing it.
Demand is really the key, and as I've said many times, listeners, if you want to try and understand sustainable development and the new economic order, you've got to understand demand economics. We'll be right back at the after the bottom of the hour break. with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, and your call.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade to your vehicle? Sonic Spark Plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. Like a new brain for your engine, enginebrain.com. Sonic Spark Plugs snatch gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. We're a small company, but our advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in number, folks, is 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area, or if you happen to have an unlimited long-distance access on your telephone, and internationally around the world and around America, toll-free, you can call in at 866-841-1065 to join Vicki and myself on air. And also, for those of you that may have just tuned in, you can always go up and visit Vicki's website. It's www.channelingreality.com. And on the homepage, if you look down on the left there a ways, you'll see the link for Become Vocal Local, where Vicki posts the topics that we talk about each day. And certainly there's information there for you to view today. Also some sound clips and sound bites and some other things that we won't air. But you can certainly go there and visit that. And to expect truth from the halls of Congress, to expect truth from the propaganda media, if you will, public relations system, if you can, to expect truth in there. We're really expecting something that never has been and never will be. There's no real reason for them to tell us the truth at any time. They're advancing political and social and economic agendas, and they really care not for us. And if you don't understand that, folks, then again, I would recommend you go back and reread, or for the first time read, Orwell's 1984, published back in 1948. and also visit with Aldous Huxley's work, The Brave New World, and his Brave New World Revisited. Understand how the sociologists have put us into a petri dish, slipped us under the microscope, and are examining us from all sides. And certainly, Vicki, when we think about consumption tax on beverages, when we think about consumption tax on tobacco products, we recently had a H.R. 1, the first piece of legislation that the usurper passed out, imposed a $24.78 a tax per pound on rolling tobacco and a variety of other taxes on cigarettes and cigars and pipe tobacco, really an unfair tax on a minority. But this consumption tax on sweet beverages just begins to open up even deeper studies, Vicki.
Well, yeah, and it's part of a larger plan that that exemplifies deception by omission. And back in around 2005, I got an email about a new idea for to replace the income tax, and it was called the fair tax. And as I've researched and learned to dissect the language, what I found is that when they put a title like that, like fair tax, clean skies, you know, clear skies, clean water, when they put a title like that on a piece of legislation, you better back up to the wall and hold on to your wallet, because it's not going to be good. And so with this fair tax, I started researching it to find out what it was about, because the income tax, of course, is the income for the country. And so there was a hearing, a four-hour hearing in Congress just devoted to the fair tax. And I listened to that hearing probably four times. And then I wrote a commentary on it, about it. And basically the fair tax is a way to shift the tax burden onto the backs of the middle class and the poor. You know it's bad when they start right out with a lie. And the lie of the fair tax was that it was they were saying that it was 23%, but they always left off the word inclusive, and nobody would know what that is anyway. That's a special way of calculating the tax so that it's not really 23%, it's 30%.
Well, there's certainly a whole bunch of propaganda that has been published and put out by Neil Bortz and John Linder and others in regards to bringing on this fair tax. But folks, if you can remember from our earlier broadcast, and maybe for those of you that are new to this, to become Vocal Local, do take make full use of the archives of this broadcast. Go all the way back to the first days, the early days here on Oracle Broadcasting, when I started the historical overview of the 6,500 years of written history that I've looked into. But understand that in the rise of the commercialism, if you will, mercantilism, in this rise of the entrepreneurial class, the artisans and so on, they co-opted in the kings and the barons and the nobles and all of that of Europe and England through this really clever process. But in the old days, prior to that, in feudalism, feudal periods and things like that, and all the way back in history, in order for a king or a leader, if you will, or the church to affect their aims, they needed to get to people this public buy-in. They needed to get the people to underwrite it, because typically the kings just didn't have the money to field armies or run crusades. And so the process basically was one of the dialogue, the consensus, getting people to buy in and getting the lords to go around and all the nobility to go around, either chipping in their own funds and bringing people from their own feudal plantations, the three-field system, etc., their feudal manors, or raising money through pillage and so on and so forth. Well, all that was terribly inconvenient, and it put chains on the hands of those divine right rulers. And so what they developed, or actually what occurred, was that there were certain people who have historically been users, have been loaners, have been money lenders, and they looked at this as a capital opportunity to establish what has become a central banking system so that governments no longer need to turn to the people to raise their funds. Governments can create funds out of thin air and finance all of these draconian processes, and then we, the people, are expected to pay the interest burden on those kinds of debts. And so, with all of that, the fair tax is just another system of taxation at a time when the Internal Revenue Service and the Federal Reserve banking system have fallen into disrepair or disrepute. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, well, and they came up with this plan to apply a sales tax, a consumption tax, on every single dollar you spend on everything that you spend it on.
Well, isn't, I'll just jump in and play the advocate on this one. Well, isn't that a fair tax? I mean, after all, if you have enough money to buy something, then you have enough money to pay a tax, and it doesn't penalize the people that are broke, right?
Oh, it penalizes the people that are broke the most, because everybody still has to eat, everybody still has to have a place to live, and everybody still has to have utilities, heat, water, those kinds of things. Yeah, you can cut your lifestyle down to the bone. I mean, my lifestyle is down to the bone. But if you were to apply a tax that is 30%, which is not really even an honest number, but I'll get to that later. But a 30% tax on what I have to pay for my utilities and for every dollar that I spend, because I spend every dollar that I get every single month. Right from the get-go, you've put me out of business. I can no longer live by myself. I have to go live with my son.
Well, this is kind of the idea to get us out of our independence and get away from and develop this idea of interdependence, move us out of our single-family detached dwellings in suburb America or rural America, and move us and transform us all into these sustainable communities, this idea of new urbanism, the Stackman-Packham housing system of the future. But when I first started to become aware of this fair tax process, I had been listening to talk radio, as I do almost all the time in my spare time, and I got a copy of this book, the Fair Tax book, from the syndicated talk show host Neil Bortz and John Linder on a broadcast. And with it, Vicki, comes along this little glossy insert that talks about fair tax. It's time. It begins this way. It says, the fair tax proposal is a comprehensive plan to replace federal income and payroll taxes. The fair tax allows Americans to keep 100% of their paychecks minus any state income taxes, ends corporate taxes and compliance costs hidden in the retail cost of goods and services, and fully funds the federal government while fulfilling the promise of Social Security and Medicare. Well, it should tell you everything you need to know right in that, but that it goes on and it continues for four pages to lay out it part by part and piece by piece. But just going back, in the very first phrase that you see, the first sentence, folks, is the word comprehensive plan. Comprehensive planning is a socialist system that has been around with us for almost 100 years. And if you see that anywhere in writing, it's time for you to take note. We'll pick it all up right there with our special guest, Vicki Davis, and your calls after this break.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned once again. And so just looking at the cover of this book, the Fair Tax Book, again published by the Fair Tax Group. See if I can find a time and a date on this one. Harper Publications. Let's see, they don't really have a group here. Doesn't matter. Right on the cover of it, they have one of those European signs, circle with a bar through it across the words or the letters IRS. And so who could be against the abolition of the IRS? No thinking person, I don't believe, would really argue that. So, but at the same time, folks, what they're doing in all of this is they're framing the argument. They're framing the argument, and yet, they stay inside of the dialect. You'll notice that they start off with this fair tax proposal, a comprehensive plan, comprehensive planning, to replace the federal income tax and the payroll taxes, not the abolition of the federal income and payroll taxes. It's to replace it. So it's good new lies for old. The fair tax, again, allows Americans to keep 100% of their paychecks, briefly, no doubt, minus any state income taxes. Well, there's a deduction. And it ends corporate taxes. Is that a good thing? And compliance costs hidden in the retail cost of goods and services, and fully funds the federal government. Is that a good thing? While fulfilling the promise of Social Security and Medicare, aren't those great problems? So anyway, in all of this, they're framing this argument, they're creating the dialectic, and yet they're keeping you inside of this dialect that makes you think that we need to continue to fully fund the federal government, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Homeland Security, the fusion centers, and all of the rest with this new thing. So Ron Paul, was talking about no tax. And that's the extreme end of the other side of it. No tax. That's the best place to start. Not a fair tax, not an income tax, no corporate tax, no tax. Get rid of the taxes. Get rid of them altogether and go back to the Constitution. But inside of this process, there are many arguments, some convincing, some illusional, some of them downright deceptive. And, Vicki, this is your topic. I'll just let you take it away.
Yeah. Well, the Fair Tax Plan is a case study in deception, in framing arguments in such a way that they highlight what they know will sell to the public, and they completely ignore the bad parts of it. And what you said about replacing the income tax, that's a requirement by law, is that this consumption tax would have to be an absolute replacement dollar for dollar with the income tax. So the people that are promoting it are the upper income people. Why are they promoting it? Because it would save them it would save them incredible amounts of money. Eliminates the corporate tax. So corporations aren't paying taxes. So where is it going to be made up from? Where is the difference going to come from? It's going to come from the poor people, you know. But my aha moment came on what it's really about when I found out that Canada has a goods and services tax. And the aha moment is that this fair tax plan is harmonization of our tax system with Canada for the North American Union.
There you go.
And so, you know, and that explains why they included so many lies in the fair tax plan. It's because in order to, you know, create a marketable plan without saying that it's harmonization with Canada.
Okay, hold that thought right there, Vicki. We have a caller from Arizona, and we'll pick that continue this after this call. Let's go ahead and bring up Brian from Arizona. Brian, good morning.
Well, of course they're going to harmonize it. They're going to double screw it. There's going to be two separate taxes. Look, I found some of the most knowledgeable guys on tax. All these slaves in America are required to pay tax. The reason is they fall under 14th Amendment citizens. Everybody's come under that. After 1913, when the illegal Federal Reserve got through, nobody contested it. In 1915, you now get a birth certificate. A certificate is an instrument of debt. You come into this world with debt on your head because the stupid American people have lost their way. They let these bankers get in. They owe money. In 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt spent our country into bankruptcy. We now have admiralty jurisdiction courts, which are bankruptcy courts, which is why they say you can't bring up the Constitution in these courts. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. We now have Obama Nokio, who is not even a real president, but it shows that we are not under the Constitution. We have been hijacked at admiralty law through the international bankers. The people don't have a clue what's going on, and they are required to pay their tax because they are dealing in what's called a foreign debt instrument.
Let me get Vicki's comments to that. Vicki?
Yeah, I know you're right about that. And that's all really interesting, but the way that the American public has been so deceived for so long, we have to present arguments that are as dumbed down as the people are. And that's really, really unfortunate.
They finally had the 2 million that descended on Washington have to go in tomorrow morning and say, we are claiming exempt, or we're all going to quit, and we're going to start our own businesses. We're not going to feed this system anymore. We're going to stop paying our taxes. And businessmen like me who have not paid taxes for 24 years need to educate people to this fraud, and they just have to stop paying taxes. And when they come after me, I go in with my books and records, Stevie Nicks, I take Van Halen, my Rachmaninoff records, I take my Winning Through Intimidation, my Bible, and Sidney Sheldon book, and I wrap them up in a box, and I say, you know what, do I have a right to incriminate myself or not?
Well, let me ask you a question. let me ask you a question, Brian. That's good, bringing in your books and records. I like that. But do you think that you or others would be able to convince Glenn Beck and the 9/12 crowd of the efficacy of your argument to stop paying taxes and to step out of the system? Do you think that the mood is right for that now?
A CIA operative named Glenn Beck and that homosexual over at the other place who's a blonde-haired guy, who's this Anderson Cooper, they're all CIA operatives. They've hijacked the freedom movement. They come out and they say, well, let's look at FEMA camps. Oh, they don't exist. 9/11 wasn't an inside job, Dave Von Kleist. How is this Photoshop thing in front of the Pentagon not a plane? You're a wacko. You're a jerk-off. These are all CIA operatives. Anybody that believes Glenn Beck is going to help them is going to be led to the fire. What well, is wrong with
you? Yeah, let me jump in. Let me jump in again there, Brian, because that was the reason why I brought it up. You suggested, though, that the 2 million people that showed up on the White House lawn over there to holler at an empty building, hold on a minute. I'm going to have to mute your call so I can talk. Okay, this is a talk radio broadcast. I give you plenty of room, too. So this 2 million people that showed up over there at Washington, they are about as likely to cease and desist filing their taxes and to step out of this organization as the man in the moon. Although, I will, having said, look last night at the YouTube, there was definitely a whole heap and gob of shaking going on. But this stuff reminds me very much of the same kind of action, now a lot larger, but the same kind of action that was happening back in the 60s. Now, my question again, Brian, is if they are following this leader, Glenn Beck, and the others, because even though some people have on other broadcasts claimed that this went viral, that Campaign for Liberty was involved in all that, if that was true, my email box should have been loaded with tons of notices about this Washington protest. I got none. So I'm thinking that it was coming from the Republican Party and from other sources that I'm not connected with. But to think that they're going to actually do something, Brian, I don't know. What do you think? Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they're ever going to do anything. I was in Walmart the other day, and I said, do you think there'll ever be a revolution? And this old boy says, no. I said, why? He says, because Americans are a bunch of candy asses, and they've forgotten where they've come
from. Well, I'm going to thank you for your call again, but this is a morning broadcast, Brian, and we've got a large audience, and I'd like to keep the language as clean as we can so that our homeschoolers and the people that would be offended by that don't have to go through it, and I don't really appreciate that kind of language on air either. But I appreciate your call, Brian, and I like your points of view, and I hope you will call back again. We're going to take a break now, come back in the second hour, and begin hour number two with our guest, Vicki Davis, and your calls at 866-841-1065.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let me just say quickly to all of our affiliates and micro-broadcasters, I apologize for that little bit of outburst there from our caller, Brian, from Arizona, but I can understand Brian's points of view, and I think he's got his facts well established. As a frequent caller on talk radio for years, I hated have to cut him off, but surely Brian and anyone else, any of the our other callers and listeners, you must understand that when you do come on air on radio, especially when we're broadcasting to live audiences, that there are rules and regulations that have been established by the FCC. We need to keep our mouths clean, our points accurate, and try and stay as consistent as possible. But, you know, we started this broadcast out, Vicki, talking about civility. And as we mentioned, you know, we've come a long way, baby.
I know. And I agree with everything you said, Brian. But, it's impossible. I mean, I try to contain myself when I'm on the radio, but I swear sometimes I get, you know, I'm so angry I pound on my keyboard and I send out nasty grams and, you know, via email.
Well, if you go back and look in history, you know, the founders, you know, they would sit in convention assembled, as you might say, but then they would repair across the street to the Hogshead Tavern and knock back tankers of beer and eat big loaves of brown bread, and I'm sure they had plenty of expletives, and as we've seen in our discussion of Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, and now we have this Mr. Wilson, you know, there is certainly a time and a place for that, and I can be just as verbose in that area as anyone else, but we do need to kind of keep our wits about us on the air. Let's go back into this a little bit further, Vicki, because when we look at this fair tax idea, and there's so much more on the plate for this morning, we can see that what we're being asked to accept is a this for that exchange.
Right.
In other words, there's something that's out there that's broken, largely unconstitutional, has no real founding in law. It was brought in through the color of law in the middle of the night, so to speak, and ever since that time period, we've had nothing but trouble with it. Goldman Sachs and some of the other people that are involved in all this, the bankers, the J.P. Morgans, and all of the people that traveled down in the train in the dead of night to Jekyll Island, all of these people knew what they were setting up. They were setting up a system of financial tyranny. It runs to today. But to think that you're going to do a this-for-that exchange flies in the face of reason.
Well, and another thing, too, the people that are promoting this, you know, people like Neil Bortz and Glenn Beck, I'm sure, is a supporter, and Tom DeLay. The fraud of it is that in 1913, when they passed the legislation for the Federal Reserve Act, they cut the tariffs in half. And the original way that the U.S. government was financed was by tariffs on imports. And that's the taxing mechanism that they should have. Can you imagine if they taxed, if they put a tariff on imports, nobody in this country would have to pay income taxes.
Well, then there's not only just the tariff on an import, but then there's also a potential for taxes on exports as well. We covered a little bit, just a brief snippet on one of our other broadcasts this last week in regards to the idea of protection. What is a protection? You know, today if you start talking along this line, you know, you'll be branded a protectionist, you know, or an isolationist. But these are the things that are tools that are available to government to protect and preserve the life, the liberty, and the property of the people, folks, and they shouldn't be reprehensible. They need to be studied. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced, affordable upgrade to your vehicle? Sonic Spark Plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. Like a new brain for your engine, enginebrain.com. Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. We're a small company where our advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and folks, and another just a little note to think about here is that another word to bring to your attention is the word and the use of the word progressive. Progressive is very important to understand the progressive party, all these radical parties and factions that have crept into our system. We need to be very aware of them. And here, right out of the summary of the Communist Manifesto as published in the Citizens Rule Book, put out by the Witten Publishers, The number two plank, as they publish it here, is a heavy progressive income tax. Now look at the similarity, because we're talking about no federal sales tax. This is out of the Fair Tax brochure. No federal sales tax up to the poverty level means progressivity, like today's tax system. And in your write-up on this, the fair warning on the fair tax, you say, here's a quote, folks, the fair tax proposed to integrate such features as a progressive national retail sales tax, dollar-for-dollar revenue replacement, and a rebate to ensure that no American pays such federal taxes up to the poverty level. And very interesting. Before we go back to you, Vicki, let's go to Sam in Missouri calling in. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vicki, and good morning, Will. Good topic, because I just sent Vicki's article out. I sent your article out yesterday, Vicki, to a person who was falling for this. And the first thing they do, they're so desperate, they want to grasp on any string as they can to try to support why this is a good idea. So the first thing they have to do is they have to come down and say that, well, the article has fuzzy math. They didn't say what fuzzy math. They just said fuzzy math. So that's the first part of it. Second part of it they try to do is point out how the article insinuates that penalizing the rich is okay, and that this is a good idea to help out the corporate people as well as the corporations, as well as helping out the individuals, which of course is couldn't be further from the truth. But the main thing that I find interesting in all of this is first of all, as the way it was presented to me, the Social Security Administration would be the one responsible for sending out the rebate checks, and they can't even manage what they got now. But the other issue with this whole thing, which makes this a disaster, with the way we do things around here, though our radio show that we do here is not a business, it falls right in between, because while we don't get paid, we run things kind of like you'd run a business, because it's a dedication, it's a labor of love. Because I'm not an actual business, as it would qualify under a tax status, I would probably fall in that line of still having to pay retail as opposed to wholesale rates, you know, and having to pay the tax. And what makes this even worse is they'll have to track everybody's purchase, because of the fact that how are they going to know whether you're buying a computer or buying a piece of equipment for business versus retail? You guys want to comment on that?
Very interesting. That's something that never occurred to me. But, yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't be exempt, because even state and county governments would not be exempt. The only people that would be exempt are corporations that sell retail. Now figure that one out. That's very interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. But yeah, you would be paying the taxes, and it's not, you know, they always focus on, you know, sales taxes as if it's only on products, to make you think, you know, like it's the same thing as you have right now when you go to the grocery store. But that's not it. When you go to the doctor, you would be paying a sales tax on your doctor bill. You would be paying a sales tax on your mortgage, because that's a financial transaction. You would be paying a sales tax on your utility bill. So your taxes would just go up so much higher than they are now.
Well, again, the argument always seems to devolve down to this, that if you can afford to buy a new car, then you can afford to pay the tax on the new car. If you can afford to buy a bag of groceries, then you can afford the tax on a bag of groceries. If you can afford to buy a pound of tobacco, then you can afford to pay the tax on the pound of tobacco. But as you said earlier, Vicki, you've got your belt tightened. You know, I like to say that I've got my belt cinched up so tight that I can only breathe on alternate days. We can only continue tightening our belt to pay for this excessive growth of taxation up to a point, and then, as we see in the economy today, people stop paying taxes, they stop filing their taxes, they stop going to the store and buying, they're broke. You know, we're supposed to be the consumer society of the world's dumping ground of products, and yet we, the consumers, have been impoverished by our systems. Sam?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, can you say real ID, here we come, out of all this, too? Because that's how they'll track everything, is through use of real ID and credit and everything else. So this is a surveillance dream for the federal government, because they're going to have to track every single purchase made to determine where it's going to fall. And by the way, to kind of bolster Vicky's article, also JPFO has a real good article on it, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, believe it or not. And after the show is over, I'll send you a link to that, Will, and you can send it on over to Vicky or whatever the case may be. And so you guys can take a look at that one, too, because they've weighed, there's a writer that's weighed in on it up there and has done a real extensive work, too. And, you know, the more people we have on our side, the better, you know.
Well, there are people all across America that are championing this fair tax, but unfortunately, as so often is the case, few have really thought into it. They're so trapped in the dialectic that they can't see through the arguments, Vicki.
Yeah, well, they think, you know, getting rid of the IRS would be a good thing. They're not going to get rid of the IRS. The IRS is going to be in your neighborhood making sure that the sales tax is paid when you pay your lawnmower guy for mowing your lawn.
Well, we also have the argument that's being bandied around here in Missouri that if you buy things with a credit card or you buy things out of town, you should have to pay a tax on it. In other words, when you go out of state to make a purchase, the states and the counties and the cities, the towns, they all want their slice of the pie, and so they're looking at that as another fund source. Now, how can they figure that out? How do they know when I drive down to Arkansas, for instance, and buy tobacco products because they're cheaper in Arkansas than they are in Missouri, or go to the Indian Reservation in Oklahoma? The only way they can really track that is if they have a system where I cannot use cash, and that if I do use a check or a credit card to make those purchases, that it would trigger some kind of a tax bar inside of a computing system that is run by the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Well, you know, the part that upsets me the most about this is that if they collect taxes at the retail level, it puts the power of government into the hands of the retailers, because they are the tax collectors.
And even worse, it really not necessarily puts the power, it puts the burden. As having been an employer, having been in business myself, I greatly resented having to sit down and go through the process and become a tax collector, an involuntary tax collector for the government, for the Fed, for the state, and for the counties, just simply because I was involved in the process of doing business, plus all of the payments, the reporting, the accounting, and so on. Sam, if you'd like to stick with us, you're certainly welcome to. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with your calls and much, much more.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month.
turned impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we have returned, and again, our call-in numbers are 866-841-1065 from all around America and around the world. And if you've got unlimited long-distance access, you can jump into the Oracle phone bin by calling 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. We've got Sam from Missouri, Vicky from Idaho, and myself hashing through this idea of the fair tax. How fair is this anyway? Back to you, Sam. Ideas, comments, questions?
Yeah, just I'm going to close with this, and that is that for the audience out there, one of the things I can't emphasize enough, as you get into this fight, particularly those of you that are new, you have to learn the dialectic process, and you have to learn about loyal opposition, because they do exist, and you have to keep yourself on your toes to stay above it all, because if you don't, that's how you get co-opted, and they catch you at your most desperate moment, and then you wind up jumping right into the frying pan that you said you'd never jump into. And it's hard. It's not easy. I've been at this. Will, you've been at it a long time. Vicky, you've been at it quite a while. I've been at this, I would say, at least since 1993, hot and heavy. Trish and I have. And it's not easy. There are days where you wonder why you're doing what you're doing. But you have to keep your head above the fray. And folks, when somebody comes along and says, hey, an idea is not a good idea, at least give it some thought. Don't just blow them off because you're so desperate to accept something.
Absolutely, Sam. Great, great thoughts. Vicki?
Yeah, that's the best advice that I've heard in a long time. You really got to dig into the ideas, especially when it has a really great sounding label. The better the label on it, the harder you better dig into it, because, you know, the way that things are marketed and packaged is they spend hundreds of millions of dollars packaging it to sell it to you. And on this fair tax, it's a really hard sell. And there's something else that I think Sam or Will, one of you brought up, and that's the administrative costs to implement this tax system on a segment of our economy where it has never been taxed before, and that's on services. And so, and something else that they're doing is it's actually being implemented now, but it's being implemented incrementally. And that's why I wrote this article on taxing the sweet beverages, because they're going to do it product by product. And I read an article in an Arizona newspaper where they've put a tax on manicurists. Okay, they're starting at the bottom rung of the service ladder, which, you know, it doesn't get much lower than a manicurist. and they applied a tax to the service of having women have their nails done. And so they'll be trying to implement this incrementally.
But again, you're right in there, Vicki, even at the level of a manicurist, one that does your nails or debrides your nails and that sort of thing, again, this is where it's right back inside of the system of licensing and registrations and so on and so forth, these so-called professions. You know, everything today, all the way down to a janitor, has become a profession, and licenses are required in order to facilitate that marketplace. And so if you want the license and you want to do business as a manicurist or as a cosmetologist or as a masseuse or anybody else, any of these service providers, it's because of that license that you get bound up in the system. And if you don't do what they say that you need to do, if you don't dot all your I's, cross all your T's, collect the taxes, report the taxes, and so on, and be actually just a part of the government taxing system, they can jerk your license. And so, good point on that one.
Yeah, well, and that the licenses, the certifications, remember we talked about those several programs back, that is part of the overall design to basically for them to control the labor market. Exactly. And who is authorized to work in what field, and they will have certifications for everything, including customer service. And what's the job of a customer service person? They answer the phone. They sit at the reception desk. They answer telephone. I mean, you know, those kind of jobs. You don't, if you think about it logically, you don't need a certification for those kinds of jobs.
Absolutely.
You just simply don't. So there is an ulterior motive, and the ulterior motive is to be able to control the labor market.
Well, the ILO, you know, has been around since the very beginning of all of this stuff. It goes back to almost the European Coal and Steel Union that was created. But the idea of going in at the very basal level, establishing minimum wages, you know, a lot of people say, oh, we've got to have minimum wage. Well, yeah. But when you put in a minimum wage, it increases the cost of that good or service again. So through taxes, through licenses, through minimum wage, through organized and collective bargaining and all of these various and sundries, we walk further and further and further away from what we might consider to be free trade, and we enter into this global managed trade system, which, as you pointed out, Vicki, it is a system by which, as we get involved deeper in the healthcare system, this idea of education, global education standards, taxes, licenses, privileges, all revocable, it is a tracking system of unprecedented proportion. So all of these parts and pieces that we've been talking about ever since our first broadcast, where we were talking about war in the context of everything else, all seem to link together. In this Fair Tax article that you've written, another interesting feature here was that the rent would be taxed at 30%. And so if you think you're having a hard time making your rent payments today, folks, imagine having to pay 30% more in taxes on your rent. Now, would the renter, would the landlord have to jack up the rent by that 30% as well? How many double layers of taxation are going to be involved in that? So,
well,
it goes
he would have to raise it 35% because he'd have to cover his costs of administration of tax collection.
Exactly.
So it's not just the sales tax, you know, on the transaction. There will be increased costs for the administrative function.
Well, even here in Neil Bortz's book, he talks about how Lindemann talks about how Bortz was going to have to pay as much money for his tax preparation as his tax accountant would have to spend to buy a luxury car, just to give you an idea of the income level of Bortz. But
well, if he's got that much income, I'm not going to cry for the guy.
Exactly. I'm just trying to paint the picture. Who's going to benefit here? Who's the champion in all of this? You know. So, but again, let us not forget that here in the state of Missouri and perhaps in Idaho and elsewhere around the United States, the power to tax, each of the states has a power to tax that is protected in, and developed in their own constitutions. A fair tax on the national level is not going to repeal the power of the local states and your local counties and your local cities to tax as well. And anybody that's gotten a phone bill lately, you look at that lineup of all of the taxes that are attached to that little single subscriber line, $9.95, and by the time you add up all of the taxes and the connectivity charges and everything else you're asked to pay for, you know, you're looking at $15 or $16 for that same connection, and this is the way this fair tax system works.
Well, you know what? Your state income tax system would have to change as well, because the state income tax system is based on the federal system. Your state taxes are deductible from the federal. So what it would do is drive the same kind of change to your state. Your state would have to eliminate their income tax and implement the sales tax, and that would be on top of the 30%.
Right. I think what we need is a better solution. This one doesn't seem to work very well. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic Spark Plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. Like a new brain for your engine, enginebrain.com. Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. We're a small company, but our advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again with our special guest, Vicki Davis. And again, the website, folks, if you'd like to go up and look at the articles that we've been discussing today, is www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. Two N's in that channeling, by the way. Channelingreality.com. And on the left-hand side of the homepage, you can click on the Become Vocal Local link and pick up the articles for today's broadcast. Definitely take your time on that homepage. Go down and read some of the material that Vicki has presented on there. It will be more than a long weekend's worth of reading, I can assure you that. But Vicki, the idea of communism and cultural Marxism and all of this plays and weighs so heavily on our discussion. We start off talking about civility. Back on January the 10th of 1963, a Congressman Albert S. Hurlong, Jr. of Florida, read a list of 45 communist goals into the congressional record. Now, whether or not these were actual communist goals or whether he was just reading something into the record is to be determined. But some of the things that he has here are very telling. Number 21 is, or 20 is, to infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, and policy-making positions. 21 is gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and the motion pictures. 22 is continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. 23 is to control art critics and the directors of art museums. Our plan, here's just a quote, is to promote ugliness, repulsiveness, and meaningless art. 24 is eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. 25 is to break down the cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And 26 is to present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Well, there are a couple of problems.
Wow. Send me the link for that. I'd like to post it on my website.
I surely will.
Because that sure describes what our public atmosphere is and where they've been heading, especially, you know, control of the media. I have developed a great appreciation for the power of the media to manipulate perception. And it is a weapon. It's a weapon of mass deception. And,
well, it's a soft revolution. You know, communism as it is, you know, the idea of Marx was twofold. You had the collective and then you had capitalism, and he's the one that coined the term, if my research is correct. So we have this dialectic established between capitalism and communism, but of course the medium, the middle way, the third way, is always socialism, because neither one of those two deviates one iota from socialist thinking. And so as we've developed a capitalist system in America following Karl Mordecai Marx, we've fallen deeper and deeper into socialism. As the socialist nations around the world of various nations have either tried the rapid road to communism, rapid revolution, or the soft method through socialism, they've developed the same things. And all of this is moving us towards this new time period, the war in context of everything else, this new global socialist system.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have a system of capitalism, not anymore, and I don't think we've had it for a long time.
Well, it really should never.
True capitalism is at street level. It's not in the boardroom where you know a half a dozen people control hundreds of billions of dollars worth of assets, and they buy their members in Congress. That's not capitalism. That's fascism.
Well, capitalism, again, you know, the idea is a deviant. It's a derivation from where Adam Smith and the physiocrats were coming from when he wrote his Wealth of Nations, and the others picked up from that banner and moved it forward. All of this was perverted, in my opinion, by the positivists who looked forward to a global dictatorship run by an appointed dictator supported by their a cadre of super social scientists. But it was a system that was developed by the captains of finance and industry as we were moving deeper into the Industrial Revolution. So capitalism per se is something that we need to look at with a jaundiced eye. If we go back and understand the free market and allow markets to operate even on the local level, then I think we would find more of that ideal that you were looking for.
Yeah. Well, if you look at what they've done to our economy, Okay, one of the other articles that I posted up there is one called Bush Tax Cuts Are Working, and with an exclamation mark and a question mark. And the reason I posted that is because Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee got up and used her one-minute speech, you know, at the House of Representatives to just, and this was in 2007, when she said, the Bush tax cuts are working. The budget is in surplus again, for as far as the eye can see, and everything is just wonderful. Well, you know, you can see how wonderful things are. Basically, she was either delusional or intentionally lying. I don't know which. But in 2004, there was a hearing of the House Budget Committee on federal revenue options. And the reason why they held that hearing is because tax revenues were at their, in 2003, were at their lowest point since 1950. The tax revenues coming into the U.S. Treasury have nosedived. And that's not unexpected. I mean, when you export your economy, when you outsource jobs and you encourage production to move offshore, what are you doing? You're killing your tax base.
Well, see,
you're not only economically destroying your own people, you're killing your own tax base.
Yeah, and this you know, again, the dialectic, this brings up the obvious that if the tax base is going away and the revenue is decreasing, that means that the people are not contributing their quote-unquote fair share to pay the interest on the debt of the Federal Reserve. So therefore, the Federal Reserve, one could expect, would have to restyle themselves and rethink their think, because they're not getting the revenue they need to satisfy their users' desires to be able to continue financing a never-ending spiral of debt for the federal government and the state. So, yeah, as the revenues continue to go down, we can expect to see some blowback coming from the Fed, and books and ideas like the Fair Tax Book and the End the Fed Movement, things like that. All of these should be expected as a synthesis of that dialectic.
Yeah, you know what I heard, what I thought was a very, very interesting idea, and I don't know who proposed this, but it sounded very intriguing. And that was that what the states should do, because the federal government is totally out of control. They no longer represent the interests of either the states or the American people, and it's the states that have to deal with the problems that the federal government is creating.
Absolutely.
And so what this person suggested was that the states pass a law requiring people to, when they complete their federal income tax, to not send their tax money to the federal government, but to send it to the state. And let the state have the money, and then the money that the state would then have in their hands, they could negotiate with the federal government from a position of power.
Well, it could be an intermediary step between where we are today and where we need to be, and really what I consider to be a New York minute, but certainly in the future. But again, it again falls inside the same dialectic where we accept the authority of any agency, any government power, to tax the produce of our hands as we get into this Adam Smith's land, labor, and capital, or as John Locke says, when a man puts his mind and his hands to some natural thing, it becomes his, and the product of that is his property, and allowing the government to come in and tax that property and the generation of wealth is what has really caused the greatest grief in this country in the last 200 years.
Right. Well, and you know what? A while ago you mentioned protectionism. I am a protectionist, and I am proud of it.
There you go. Beep, beep.
And I wish everybody in this country would start saying, I am a protectionist, and I'm proud of it, and I want those borders shut. I want tariffs on imports. Anything that we need, we can make it ourselves.
Well, it has happened in the past, and certainly in England, but the idea that Congress must meet, that it must convene, that they then would be quote-unquote lawmakers, that they must pass another bail full of reams full of law every session. The idea that was available in Europe and other places is they just suspend them. They just send them home. See ya. I think we got enough law now. We'll see you all in 4 years or maybe eight or maybe 12. Now, it got the kings of England in trouble because they failed to call them back. But there is a certain amount of reason floating behind all of that. When the government goes AWOL and becomes unreasonable, it's time to send them home. And I think it might be time to send most of these guys home for good. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. You're listening to Become Vocal Local with our very special guest, Vicki Dave.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again for our last and final segment of today's two-hour adventure in understanding this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. And I must at this time, simply because inevitably we'll run right up to the end and I'll forget all the social graces. But I wouldn't want to do that. Vicki, I thank you very much for coming back again. I know it's early out there in Idaho, and I really appreciate the information that you bring to the airwaves. I think between the two of us, we have a fairly good handle on things, and hopefully we're being able to provide some information that the audience hasn't heard before and needs to hear today. But as we're going into the break, we'd talk about this idea, a little bit of protectionism, and being proud to be protectionist at this time period, especially at this time period. Go ahead and pick the thread up there.
Well, if somebody says to you, you know, that it's a bad thing to be protectionist. Who are they trying to protect? They're protecting the communist Chinese economy. They're protecting the Mexican economy. They're protecting the economy of other countries. So if anybody says that to you, or like Barry the usurper, you know, he said, you don't want to beggar thy neighbor. Well, wait a minute. We're the beggars, you know. We're saying, you know, we need jobs here too. And so who is he protecting? He's protecting the people in the foreign countries.
Yeah, he doesn't mind beggaring his own mother or his aunts, and he doesn't mind beggaring his relatives. He keeps all of his money in his pocket, you know, and they live in hovels. But that's, I guess, the way it's normal in Kenya and Indonesia. But, you know, when we think about who are we actually protecting in all of this nonsense, the way that they're going about it, you know, Goldman Sachs comes into mind. J.P. Morgan Chase comes heavily into mind. All of the military-industrial complex, the illegitimate little box of rocks Israel that gets billions and billions of handouts to us. I mean, after all, at what point would someone be considered mature enough to stand on their own feet? Surely, after 61 years, they should be an adult and be able to take care of their own burdens if they're going to be valuable at all in the international community. It's time for the United States to wean them off the great teat of the back of the people. But there are many countries all around the world. We have bases in over 170 countries. Well, at what point in all of this are we going to start to wake up and realize that the idea of protectionism and the repudiation of a corrupt debt system has to happen? I mean, what cannot be repaid, as Alfred Addis says, what cannot be repaid will not be repaid. And so we need to consider repudiation of the national debt, get that burden off of our backs and off the backs of our children. We need to look to those who have been complicit in the creation of this astronomical debt and this horribly corrupt socialist system, start to have some, I like to think of it, Vicky, as Operation Clean Sweep, basically going through and indicting and bringing people to trial. We have all of the various and sundry in this pluralistic system that has been built, all of these various agencies, the administrations, they don't have the same immunity as a congressman or a congress whore has traveling to and from his district to the office. They don't have the same on-the-street immunity that a Congress critter would have in Washington of the District of Criminals on their way to the floor of the House. They have none of those immunities, and they're, even though they're now starting to pass law to claim immunity to the health care, or to claim immunity for the medical profession, the pharmacopoeia, they're trying to get that kind of legislation in to establish precedent. But at this time, those agencies don't have the immunity. So Janet Napolitano and some of the people that she's involved with, anything that you look at FEMA, that's not a government agency. It's no more federal emergency management agency than the Federal Reserve, you know. So I think it's time for a whole other direction. We need to start flexing our legal muscles as well in this system.
Right, and our states, the governors, and our state representatives, they are our last best hope.
Well, yes, they certainly are. That's really the theme of becoming vocal local. If we look at our local voting precinct, folks, and then just go ahead and step up the whole process, the established two-party political system is founded on precepts that you can find in their own bylaws. These are nonprofit corporations. Look at that very carefully and understand how that system works. It's not that big of a deal to take back those two political parties, both the Republican and the Democrat, both of them. Take them back. You take them back from the county level, from the county committee level. You know, that's the place to start, because if we go up and appeal to our existing, I go up to Jeff City and appeal to Jay Nixon, the existing governor of the state, my redress of grievance is likely to be visited by a state patrolman as he takes me out of the room. But if we replace those critters with people who understand the system and understand the plight that we're in today, then we can start to have something going on. But here we are coming into the 2010 election cycle, and people are still marching on Washington. Well, that's a good start, but I think all of that energy would have been much better directed on the local level. And you're right, Vicki.
Yeah, it sure would. And we need, and we also, when people are up close and personal, it's harder to lie to a person when you're face to face. And if you can call them out on the lies at the, at, you know, face to face, then you can deal with the bigger problems.
Well, we have a Congress hopeful, a congressman. He served two terms, I believe, in the House, the Missouri House of Representatives, and he's going into his second full term in the state Senate. But Chuck Ferguson is running against good old Roy Blunt from the 7th District for Congress. Now, he's got other contenders, there's no doubt about it. But recently we had an opportunity, he was invited to come and speak before the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Barry County chapter. And at that meeting, I had the opportunity to become vocal local. And just as you've said, Vicki, you get in somebody's face at that level where you're sitting 10, 15 feet away from them. They're dressed in their civvies, their relaxed casual clothing, talking with the sheeple. And even though I understand it and appreciate the work that Chuck Ferguson has done for the NIAS, the National Animal Identification System, working with the Ozark Property Rights Congress, it still doesn't relieve him of having been party to 8 years in the Bush administration, for goodness sake. So it's rather specious in my mind to come out and hold up flip charts about the burgeoning debt when Bush has no hands that are clean. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party have been working this whipsaw for ever since the Radical Red Republican Party was created. So it gives you an opportunity right close, up and personal, in their face, and whereas you would never get that opportunity, very rarely at least, with a formal U.S. senator or a congressman, much less to say the president. I mean, I don't think you could get through that security guard.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, it's like raising children. You got to raise them up from the beginning, and it's the same way with politicians. You got to start right, you know, when they get into it and train them up right.
That's exactly right, and holding them to account. I mean, we hear all about responsibility. Well, the government is responsible for this, and this person is responsible. Who's responsible? I don't give a flip about the responsibility. We can all understand and appreciate that when you sign your name on the bottom line and you put your name up and get it on the ballot and you're elected, you've gone through the process. You've recruited yourself into a job. But once you're in that job and holding that office by oath of office, at that point, it falls to us. It falls to us to hold them accountable. And that's a ledger sheet. That's pluses on one side, folks. It's minuses on the other. And if you get down to the bottom line and you total it up and they're found not weighing out properly in the balance and they're negative or deficit, that's the time for us to hold them to account. And that we can do on the local level and the state level. And beginning there, we can start to weed out all the riffraff and all this chaff that clogs the system and stands between where we are today and where we need to be in the very near future. We need to find people who are willing to represent the views of the people that live where they lived. Not these career politicians, but people that can represent those views. And representation is a difficult thing to understand and wrap your mind around. But at the same time, we need to then hold those people to account for their actions. And when they go astray, they need to be recalled. They need to be removed from office and brought back under censure. And that's something we just haven't done. We never send representatives to Congress with instructions from we the people.
Well, and another thing that drives me nuts is that the media just hammers people on personal flaws. I don't care about their personal flaws. I care about their positions. You know, I care about the issues that are destroying this country. You know, I don't care if they have a personal peccadillo, you know, whatever you call it, or if they had an affair with their secretary. I could care less. I want to know that they will adhere to the U.S. Constitution, that they have, even though they have failings in some areas, that they have integrity in the public arena.
Absolutely. So very important, folks. Thank you so much again, Vicki, for coming. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again tomorrow with our guest, Daryl Everhart. Until then, have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.